You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Megan, what was the highlight of your weekend?
I don't know if it's a highlight, but it's what I did. We went to Central City on Saturday night. It wasn't really a highlight because there wasn't, like, no major winning or anything, but...
Well, it's still a night out, you know.
You got away.
People watching, have a couple cocktails. Or,
Oh, actually, yeah, you just nailed it. That was my highlight, actually, and the break from the kids.
Getting your drink on, huh?
Okay. I think a break from your kids is definitely a highlight of the weekend.
Yeah. So,
who had your kids, though?
They were just in the car.
My sister-in-law. Yeah, okay. I left them in the car.
They're up in the hot tub at the Ameristar.
All right. Good for you.
Actually, can you even bring kids to these ones? I know, like, in Vegas, you can.
They can.
Like, walk through the
you can take them.
Okay. Mm. I just noticed that they ID, like, on the outskirts here, so I was like, I don't even think you could bring kids to these.
But why would you? You know,
why
it's
would
like,
you, exactly?
Why would you? So.
Me and my husband were, like, having a dispute about which one we thought if they could bring them or not, but.
Did you guys make sweet, sweet love to each other?
No comment.
Good for you.
Megan, let's play some rattle off, shall we?
Shall we? We shall.
All right.
You've been trying this for a few days now, so.
I know. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Megan, you know, I'm a man of my word. But now you've got to wait a few months before you can call back again. You know that, right?
That makes sense. Yeah.
Good. Well, you're first one up. Let's see how you do. Now, I've got to tell you, we're going to give you the name of a movie star, and we're going to want five movies that this movie star has been in. But our rule is you can only use one franchise. So, for instance, I am not going to give you Tom Cruise, but if I did, you could only do one Mission Impossible movie, and then you'd have to do other movies like Rain Man or Top Gun. Got it?
Okay.
So it's only one movie per franchise, but in 10 seconds, give us five movies over the years that have starred Hollywood legend Harrison Ford. Five Harrison Ford movies. Ready? And go!
I'm not even gonna lie. I can't even think of any. I don't know Harrison Ford movies.
I had a hunch.
How can anyone say?
Really? He's Han Solo.
Star Wars?
He's Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I knew that. Oh, man.
I need closed captions when I talk.
I know, you're like mumbling.
I need some sort of closed caption with you. I'm sorry, I need a transcript of our conversation. But listen, I'm glad you called. We hope you have a terrific day today, okay?
All right, you guys too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Megan.
All right.
Okay, here's Brian. Brian, what was the highlight of your weekend?
I tell you what, guys, I had myself a nice little Sunday. We played some golf in the morning, went to the pool with the family, hit the Broncos game in the afternoon, evening there, and then I had just a lovely dinner.
That's good to be Brian, I guess. It's really good.
Yeah, I tell you what, guys, it's good to be you.
What was dinner? What'd you have for dinner?
We went to Linger. It's over there in the Highlands, right?
Yep.
The old funeral home, you bet.
Had some bao buns. Not sure what was in them. Hopefully it wasn't the remnants of the old mortuary.
Hey-o.
That's right.
Pretty sure it was duck.
That's fine.
It's good to be Brian.
Broncos won big. It was a good day. How'd you shoot? Did you shoot them straight when you were on the course?
I tell you what, unmitigated disaster. Right.
Oh, okay.
Good thing I like the social side of golf, because if I was out there for my score, it wouldn't be good for anybody.
That's funny.
Sounds like Brian had a great day.
Really good day, man. I think you win so far.
There we go. All right.
Don't even have to do the top five. Yeah, you'll do it. You'll be able to do it. For everyone who's on hold, don't hang up, please. Even if we get a winner, we still want to talk to each of you.
Give him five reasons it's good to be Brian.
There it is.
That's too easy. What's the worst thing in your life right now, would you say?
The worst thing? Wow, yeah. I try not to focus on the negative, guys.
You don't have to focus on it, but it's not like you're not aware of it.
Are you
like,
constipated? Or
you know? Yeah, you got like a
hangnail?
Diving right into the bowel movements there. Worst thing in my life right now, is that it's Monday, right? As you can tell, I really prefer Sunday.
That's horrible. Don't do something lame like that. You got to have something else. Like your check engine light is on. You lost something.
There you go. My wife's car, the check engine light is on, and it has. I need to go get the oil changed. And it's the first time getting the oil changed in the car, so now I got to make that commitment. Wow. Am I going to take this to the dealership, or am I going to go with Jiffy Lube?
Right? I'm sure she's driving a brand new BMW or something too, you know, because it's good.
It's an Acura. It's one of those MDXs. We're trying to save the world, going hybrid,
swanky.
Electric. Yeah.
Well, if it's electric, then you don't have to go in for an oil change.
It's a hybrid.
Oh, hybrid. Okay.
Yeah. I drove an all-electric vehicle last week for a review car for the week, and those things are little rockets.
When you hit that
accelerator, those cars take off.
Torquey.
You got to get used to it.
It was interesting going to charge it, too. Just took my book, sat there for about 20 minutes, read my book, charged it all up, drove off.
There you go.
All right, let's play Rattle Off, Brian. 10 seconds. This one I don't think is very hard, but who knows? You might freeze up. We were talking about how today is National Potato Day. So give us 5 ways to make potatoes. Ready and go.
All right. So I would go baked potato, mashed potato. I'd go with the smashed fingerlings, right? I would go ahead and barbecue the potato and a nice little fingerling.
Too much talking, man.
You were chattering too much.
Too much. I think you got
four. It's just got to be mashed potato, au gratin, french fries, tater tots.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I appreciate the time, guys. You have a great rest of your day.
You're so nice.
Wait a minute, Brian, before you hang up, you now have a new worst thing in your day today.
Look at that. Something I can dwell on for the rest of the day. Appreciate you.
You bet. You have a great day, my friend, okay?
All right. Hi, Katura. Talk to you guys later.
See you later. He's a good guy.
I thought that one was going to be a slam dunk.
The easy one.
Is it Aaliyah? Am I pronouncing your name properly?
Yes.
Hi, Aaliyah. What was the highlight of your weekend?
Hi. The highlight of my weekend was probably just before the weekend. I went to go see Atmosphere at Red Rocks with my sister.
Was that fun?
It was great. Yeah, it was a great show. They had a lot of cool artists there.
That's hip-hop, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Hip-hop. Hip-hop. All right.
Do you do hip-hop dancing, Aaliyah?
No, I'm not like the breakdancer from Australia. I do not have those moves.
Isn't it funny? It's been a couple of weeks and everyone is still talking about her.
The memes are everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Hmm. What do you do for a living?
Right now I'm just in college, but I dog sit when I'm available.
That's good. That's good money.
That's very good.
Yeah.
What are you studying in school?
Just business.
Business.
Just business.
Right. Yeah.
Business. Getting down to business. All right. Let's play Rattle Off. You ready to give it a try?
I guess.
I guess.
You called us.
We'll try. We'll see.
You got it.
10 seconds. We were talking about this in our trending report today as well. In 10 seconds, will you please give us 5 sneaker brands, tennis shoe brands, running shoe brands, 5 brands of athletic shoes. Ready and go.
Skechers, Adidas, Nike. I don't know if Hey Dudes are athletic. Shoot.
No, I don't think I would have counted the Hey Dudes.
Yeah, those are more leisure, but oh shoot.
The old Reeboks.
Yeah, the old Brooks is a big one.
Yep. Darn.
You missed it.
Well, thank you guys.
Yeah.
We enjoyed talking to you. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye bye. So we still have Sonia and Danielle. If they don't get it, then we just won't have a winner today. Sonia and Danielle is who we're counting on. Sonia, good morning.
Good morning, Dom, and
Jeremy.
Hello.
What was the highlight of your week? And by the way, I keep calling you Sonia. It might be Sonia. Which? How do you pronounce it?
Oh, no, the first one. Sonia.
Okay, very good.
Yes, very
I guess right. What was the highlight of the weekend?
I went to the beach in South Carolina, and I'm still sitting on it.
Wow. That sounds nice.
They've got the best beaches.
Are you, what? Which beach? Like, where are you?
You'd fly into Myrtle, or you could drive here and go south to Litchfield, Polly's Island.
Wow.
Bougie. Yeah. Sounds fancy.
Is it all pleasant this morning, too, on the beach?
It is, yeah. Did you know that Bermuda is due east of South Carolina?
I would have thought southeast, but
are
it's
you
due
serious?
East, huh?
Hmm.
Yes, but the hurricane didn't affect this at all, so it was wonderful.
Terrific. How long are you going to
be
there?
I'll come back tomorrow.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Are you excited to come back?
No.
Yeah. I wouldn't think
so. Was this just purely a pleasure trip, or was there work involved, too?
Oh, this was pleasure.
Pleasure.
My Denver girlfriend retired down here, so she gets a lot of company in the summer.
I bet.
That's fantastic. Oh,
yeah,
good for you.
So you just go to the beach all day and have seafood every evening.
You're living the life.
You don't want to come home, do you?
No, not at all.
You're going to smell like seaweed, though.
Sand in your shorts and all of that. All right, Sonia, let's play Rattle Off. You ready to give it a try?
I'll do more than that.
Okay, good. This one also easy, and it was also part of our trending report a little while ago when we were talking about, and really, if you don't get this one, shame on you, Sonia.
Okay.
Unless you've got beach brain going on, I don't know. 10 seconds. We were talking about dogs, so give us five dog breeds. Five dog breeds in 10 seconds. Ready and go.
Dachshund, Terrier, Shih Tzus, Bichon Frise, Labrador, Irish Setter, Rottweiler.
Is that all you
little
got?
Little too easy. Little too easy. You're a
winner.
I think you just mostly wanted to say Shih Tzu. So, you're a champ today. Look at that. You're on the beach and you win Rattle Off.
Doesn't get any better.
It's good to be Sonia. You are delightful. Please hold on and Josh will come back around and tell you all about that prize, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome, Sonia. Thank you for hanging out with your big bad boys in the morning. Danielle, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Probably Friday when my kids got out of school and my difficult child told me he had a great day at school and he wanted to go back Monday.
That's a good feeling.
That's super great. Cool. Wow.
Yeah.
What grade is he in?
Sixth grade.
Why is he so difficult?
He's independent and stubborn and he likes things his way. Not always
like
great
his
for
mom?
A school setting.
Maybe a little bit.
Like
his mother? Like, did he inherit it, Danielle? I mean,
No, it's the most unique thing I've ever seen. I definitely was never quite as intense as he is.
Hmm. Well,
what
that's
do you attribute gonna, that to?
God, a second child, maybe? I don't know. He's fierce, though.
Fierce.
Sounds like I can figure it out.
Is that code for he gets grounded a ton?
It does. That doesn't even do anything to him. We've given up on that.
Well, do you think maybe it's one of those things that he will be able to channel as he gets older and he'll channel it into a passion for something?
I do think that. I've seen an improvement since he's turned 11, so I'm hoping we just keep seeing changes. When he was little, the family joke was prison or president.
Yeah. So he's going to grow out of this as he gets a little more mature, probably.
Yeah. I can see it. I'm very proud of him, but he's a lot, though.
Or he'll hold up a convenience store.
Yeah, exactly. He'd be a meth addict.
But right now, he loves school, so just hold on tight to that, okay?
Huh. Yeah, I'm very happy.
That's great.
I have seen, for what it's worth, I have seen multiple stories of people who they've talked about how their kid, when they were 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, like in that range, that the parents were terrified that this kid is going down the wrong path, and that they did somehow channel that particular energy that they have and they channeled it into something that made them super successful as adults.
Like, he sounds like he'd be a good lawyer or something like that, you know?
Well, you know, he's a great mechanic. He loves working on cars, so we are pushing that a lot.
Yeah, and you know what? It could take that love of building things and working on things and do something that's even just tech-based. Doesn't even have to be automobiles. It could be some sort of tech thing. He could be the next inventor of, you know, something like 3D technology.
Right.
Or you're going to see him from a helicopter in a high-speed chase.
You know.
He loves cars, you know.
He does.
But yeah, that's funny. But you know what? That is a great highlight to the weekend. So cheers to you, and thank you for being on our show. Okay?
Hey, give him a shout. What's his name? Give him a shout out.
His name is Colby.
Little Colby. All right.
Yeah.
Way to go, Colby. Have a good day at school.
Thank you.
You be well, man.